What's up? You are now listening to FY Fly the podcast, and I'm your host, Hassan Thomas, along with Remy, and we are here to share tools on how millennials can budget, save, invest, and understand student debt and credit to achieve financial freedom. If you're a high school student, college student, or someone who's interested in gaining more financial insight, this podcast is for you.
I'm trying to give me a bag. 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 I'm trying to give me a bag.
What's up? How y'all doing out there? Hope y'all doing all right. Welcome to FY Fly the podcast. Hope y'all staying safe and masking up out there. My name is Hassan Thomas, aka CEO Sonny, aka Primetime Junior, aka Kobe. I am him. With my brother from a beautiful city, Houston, Texas. Remy G, what's up, bro?
You already know, man. I've been blessed. I'm trying to get my mind ready for this 14-hour drive back to Maryville College this weekend. Senior year me.
Yes, sir. Four-year president, huh?
Yes, sir.
Undefeated, baby.
Undefeated.
Yes, sir. So I want to start off all the shows with a meaningful quote related to money. So this is a show about financial literacy. And financial literacy at its simplest is understanding not only how to budget your money, but save and grow your finances as well. So we want you all to feel comfortable listening to people talk about money. So my quote is from Ayn Rand, and it goes a little something like, money is only a tool. It will take you wherever you wish, but it will not replace you as the driver. So this quote means to me that money does not change you, but it changes your situation. I feel you as a person changes as a result of your situation or your environment you put yourself around. And honestly, money only magnifies who you truly are. When y'all see me walking around here flexing with that bag like I'm Dion, now, he telling me nothing, but we got to get him on the podcast, man. No cap. So, you know, we don't like to waste no time around here. So today we're talking about one of the most controversial topics right now, something you see in everybody's Instagram or Twitter bio, Forex. Today we're going to talk to you about the myths and truths about Forex. So let's get active. So Forex is the trading of foreign currency and exchange. So Forex is exactly what it sounds like, which is the exchanging of foreign currency. The foreign exchange market is a global marketplace for exchanging national currencies against one another.
Forex markets are the largest and most liquid asset markets in the world. They trade currencies amongst each other as exchange rate pairs. For example, this could be the conversion of euros to American dollars. What's crazy, bro, is that the international market has no central marketplace for foreign exchange. So all currencies are traded electronically online. They're traded worldwide in the major financial centers of London, New York, Tokyo, Zurich, Frankfurt, Hong Kong, Singapore, Paris, and Sydney.
Hey, bro, so a lot of people want to know, what are we actually trading on the Forex market?
So you aren't trading anything physical per se. It's more like currency exchange. So all trades are virtual, and they're done mainly for huge corporations that trade currencies to pay for different obligations.
With that being said, a lot of people think Forex is a fraud or a scam. And with the endless amount of financial scams and financial misconduct we've been exposed to, I understand why. But I would like to assure all of you that Forex, the foreign exchange market, is not a fraud. In fact, there is so much money involved in Forex, banks are actually trading it as well. Central banks are actually the biggest players in the Forex market. Now, I will say that some of the people in the Forex community try to take advantage of the ignorance of others, but hopefully by listening to Remy G and I, and doing your own research, you will be able to decipher what's facts and what's false. Nevertheless, foreign exchange to this day remains the largest financial market.
Another misconception is that Forex is some kind of get-rich-quick scheme and doesn't take much effort to master. Well, I can personally tell you, that's wrong. Did you even know that 90% of people fail to make money trading? I was one of those 90.
So before we go to our special guest, I want to give you a strategy that really helped me. Trading less and focusing on a few currency pairs that you understand will be far more beneficial than trading a high volume amount of pairs. We have actually brought in an expert to give us more information on Forex. This episode of FY Fly is being brought to you by Guapcoin. Guapcoin is a decentralized digital coin founded by people of color that can be traded between peers instantly. Guapcoin is fast, secure, and highly scalable. Now, Guapcoin is for everybody. But their primary mission is to uplift those economic communities that have been left out of the cryptocurrency revolution. For more information, visit guapcoin.org or email TEVANS@guapcoin.com. DM us a question at FYFly on Instagram or Facebook for your chance to win 100 guapcoins. We will be choosing 4 lucky winners to receive 100 guapcoins apiece. Stay safe, stay invested, and stay guapped up. What's up, my fly folks out there? How y'all doing? I hope y'all doing all right. Today we are speaking with the Forex investor and influencer, Mr. Rene Gonzalez. What's up, boss man? How you doing?
What's going on? What's going on, man? Blessed. How are you?
Man, I'm great. I'm great, man. So, you know, my first question is pretty obvious, boss man. What is Forex? You see it in everybody's Instagram bios. Every time you open up a DM, somebody is wanting you to join Forex. Now, tell us exactly what it is.
So what Forex is basically just an exchange of currencies. I'm not sure if you've ever been outside of the country or if you've ever traveled or even went to an airport. Even we're at the Galleria Mall, there's actually Forex booths. So what Forex is, right, let's say, for example, right, I have $100 and I want to go to Mexico. Well, I can't spend that $100 in Mexico. So what I'm going to have to do is convert those American dollars into the Mexican peso. But let's say I actually don't spend any money at all, right? And I come back from Mexico, come back to the U.S., and I'm for sure, man, you can't use pesos anywhere. People are going to look at you crazy, right? So you're going to have to convert those pesos back into the U.S. dollar. And because of the exchange rate, which fluctuates every single minute, up and down, just like how gas prices fluctuate, is how the value of currencies fluctuate. So basically, what we do is we buy currencies, you know, low, and then we hold them for a period of time, and we sell them when they're high, or we sell them when they're high, and then we hold them for a period of time, and then sell, and then close them out whenever it's low, and then basically just make a profit out of the difference.
Okay, so how long have you been trading for?
So I've been trading Forex now for about a year and 10 months.
Okay. How does Forex relate to the stock market?
So, well, the way I tell everybody is that the stock market, you know, I think more people are aware of stocks. Stock market is actually smaller compared to the Forex market. Like, for example, the stock market's, I want to say, anywhere between about $22 to $28 billion a day. And the foreign exchange market is actually $6.6 to $7.7 trillion a day. So if I can give you an example, the stock market's like the pepperoni. And then the Forex market is like the entire pizza. Whenever we trade stocks, we're trading within the New York Stock Exchange. We're trading American stocks, right? But whenever we're trading Forex, we're trading the actual American dollar. So American dollar versus, you know, the Japanese yen, the European euro, the very British pound, etc.
What advice do you have for those folks, you know, just beginning to trade Forex?
And love and fall in love with the process. Like, if you're actually really truly trying to develop the skill set of becoming a Forex trader, man, like, I love the process. You know, be patient. You know, I have a common saying that I always like to tell everybody, man, is, you know, there's always going to be another trade. Never have that FOMO, which is the fear of missing out of a trade, right? You know, trading is like fishing. You know, I don't know if you've ever been fishing, but you throw the fishing pole out and you wait for the fish to bite and you see the reel that fish in. We don't predict what the markets are doing. We react to what the markets are telling us.
Give us one of your favorite trading strategies.
My favorite trading strategies, I would honestly say it's many. I can't even say I have a specific strategy. I've actually learned just from, I want to say, about 3 to 4 or 5 different people. And I've just different confirmations. You know, it's like having a coach. Like, I played football my whole life, and we all have that favorite coach, but we may learn from this coach, we may learn something from this coach. But if I were to really say, man, I would say technical analysis and price action structure.
One of those down for us, simply make it simple for us, bro.
So man, basically it's all patterns. Man, I guess one of the simplest strategies that I use, that I implement in mine, is really the break and retest strategy. So basically, what the break and retest strategy is when the market, basically, it's the market starts to consolidate. And what that means is it bounces up and down between a range, whether it's a support and a resistance. And what happens is a lot of times price will break that floor, and that floor actually retest, and that old floor is going to be the new ceiling. And yeah, price breaks the ceiling, I'm going to actually wait for the ceiling to break and for that price to retest that ceiling as the newfound floor, and I'll be buying.
I like that. So how do you analyze those markets?
I firmly believe that, you know, that trading is more 90% mindset and confidence and 10% skill. Me personally, I like to start off on the higher time frames, you know, because if you know what's going on in the higher time frames, then you're going to know what's going on in the smaller time frames. I like to compare it to like the Grand Canyon. You know, if you go to the Grand Canyon and look at the Grand Canyon out of a helicopter, or view it through a magnifying glass.
A helicopter.
So that way you can get the bigger picture, you know. So I start off in the higher time frames, you know, work my way down. And I'm just, I train myself to look for specific things. And it's actually just patterns. You know, I don't do any math. I don't do any crazy, like, you know, algebra or nothing like that, man. I just look for patterns, and just history repeats itself. That's it.
And I remember you mentioning, you know, missing on a trade and everything. How do you handle losing a trade?
I shrug it off. You know what I'm saying? Just to always say, you know, we don't chase them, we replace them. Right? So, you know, everybody to understand that, like, look, you know, there's new trade setups every single day. Right? And as far as, like, fear of missing out on a trade or the loss or the, you know, the feeling of losing a trade, well, it is what it is. You know, I'm going to be honest, you know, the losses of trading is inevitable. It's going to happen. You know, but the thing about Forex is that we can control how much we lose and we can control how much we gain.
So can you explain, you know, the trading pairs to us? You know, those are, you know, kind of confusing for some of the people out there.
Yeah, no problem. So actually the pair that I was trading this morning was the US dollar and the Japanese yen. USD JPY. So basically, you know, whenever you're looking at a pair, you know, there's going to be the main pair and then the cross pair, right? The second half. So in this pair, for example, like USD, right? That's the US dollar. And then the JPY, that's the Japanese yen. So let's say, for example, the US dollar, you know, the US dollar strengthens, right? Let's say our economy is doing good. So if our economy is doing good, that means the value of our dollar is doing good. Right now, let's say the Japanese yen, let's say, you know, they're being affected and their economy is not doing good. And they're, so that means the value of their dollars being dropped. Right. So if the US dollar is strong and then the Japanese yen is weak, then I would buy USD JPY. You know, so there's many pairs, man. There's the US dollar. There's the Japanese yen. There's the European euro, the Great British pound. So basically, if there's a country that has a currency, it can be traded.
Okay, so have you found, I know some Forex traders find some pairs that they really like to stick with, and some of them just go by, you know, the metrics and the strategies and things. Which kind of trader are you?
Oh, yeah, I definitely, you know, whenever I first started trading, man, I remember I had like 30 different pairs on my laptop. I was looking at pair you could think of because I was like, oh, I'm not going to miss a move. Like, this was my old way of thinking. I was like, oh, I'm not going to miss a move. I got to look at everything, right? But once I start to seek out that mentorship and really be coachable, listen to the people that were already successful at trading, they told me, hey, you know, just focus on two to three pairs. And I was like, well, how do I know which pairs to focus on? They said back test. And I was like, okay. So basically each pair, the market really moves in one, really moves one way. You know, there's many ways to analyze the market, but each pair has their own characteristics, their own personality, you know, so you just really want to just train yourself to really like develop not even a relationship, but kind of have a better understanding of what this pair does, you know, most of the time.
Gotcha. So how much, you know, profits were you making when you first started?
Man, when I first started, I'm going to be honest, man, I wasn't doing that good at all. I actually lost my first account. I blew my second account and I probably even blew my third account. But that was actually my fault. I wasn't doing the right things. You know, I wasn't following directions. I was, you know, I had an ego and I was like, nah, I'm going to get this. I'm going to figure it out. You know, reason why I was losing trades is because I just simply wasn't doing the right things.
So can you explain the definition of hedging to us?
Yeah, so basically what hedging is, to my understanding, is really just you're buying to sell and you're selling to buy. You know what I'm saying? I've done it a few times where, you know, the market moves up and down, up and down, up and down. You know, the overall market can go for, let's say, you know, a few hours. But even though it went up for a few hours, there's going to be minutes within those hours where the market's going down, right? So you can buy and you can hold that buy position, right? And then at the same time, sell it down just to get back another entry to buy back up.
Okay, so what is the best time of the day to trade?
So my favorite time to trade is actually around 6:30 in the morning Central Standard Time to about 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and that's because that's really where the New York and the London session cross. So Forex market is a 24-hour day, 5-day a week market. As long as the banks are open all around the world, the markets are open. And like I said, the markets overlap. So at 2 a.m. Central Standard Time, the London session opens. That's another good time to trade as well. But I stopped trading at 2 a.m. because it was really messing up with my sleep schedule because I hate waking up late. So I was like, okay, well, most millionaires wake up at 5, right? So I wake up at 5, you know, start my daily routine. And then around 6:30 is when I really start to look at the markets and start looking for specific things. So the best time to trade in the morning for me.
Okay, that's. So, man, what is a pip? What is that?
So all a PIP is, man, is like, it stands for a points in percentage. And the easiest way I can explain it is like, if you use, you know, if anybody's listening to this right now and you're interested in starting Forex, man, just go to tradingview.com. It's a free website where everybody goes to analyze their charts, and you go to a pair, right? Let's say you go to a pair or whatever. And then there's numbers on the side, and each number basically is just showing where price is at. And the easiest way I can explain what a pip is kind of like an inch, right? If you have a measuring tape and you're measuring the width of your desk, right, or the width of your window, you're measuring it in inches. Now, it's the same thing. Whenever we trade Forex, we buy low, and then the amount of movement is just measured in pips. So instead of measuring window by inches, you measure the movement by pips.
Okay. Yes. So what do you think holds back those people from starting trading Forex?
Man, you know what? I don't even think it's not even just Forex, bro. I think just most people are just scared to do new things. You know, Forex is just something that's not familiar. You know, it really just became available to retail traders in 2001 because of the internet and everything like that. But I think most people are scared to do it, man, because they don't know. What do they say? You know, people don't like what they don't know, or people are scared of what they don't know. People are scared of the dark when there's nothing there except just darkness, right? It's the same thing. People don't even go to the gym because they're scared of what other people think. You know what I'm saying? I think people are just scared to get uncomfortable and just do something new. You know, really just, if you think about it, man, the way the system is developed, man, we've pretty much been punished, you know, for failing our entire lives, right? So now going into adulthood, and we're just subconsciously programmed to be scared to try new things. So, and then, you know, growing up in the hood or growing up in Houston, and if you don't know anybody that's investing, then you're not going to be an investor, or you're going to be a plumber. You know, if you study electrician, if you study investors, you're going to be an investor. So the thing is, people just don't have access to that information. And that's why, you know, they're so hesitant.
You know, I completely agree with you, bro. Famous entrepreneurs say, you know, mistakes are the biggest lesson learners.
Facts, bro. Honestly, like, I failed my way. I'm failing my way to the top. You know what I'm saying? I'm failing my way to the top, man. Everything is about trial and error. You have to push yourself. And the thing is, if you don't push yourself, then how do you know what you're capable of? You know, see, most people do what they know how to do, and that's why they continue to get the same results.
Man, talk that talk, bro. Go ahead, talk that talk, bro. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, now there are a lot of financial scams out there just in general. So what do you say to those people that believe Forex is a scam?
Man, honestly, just do your research. You know what I'm saying? Go to Google. You can literally hold your iPhone and be like, hey, Siri, what is Forex? Right? And she's going to literally open up and she's going to, hey, Forex is the over-the-counter, the top transition. You know what I'm saying? And people just understand that if you have a debit card, if you have a credit card, you're already participating in the Forex market, whether you like it or not. Because that's how you get that 1.9 APR at the end of the year that your bank gives you. You know what I'm saying? Because they're trading your money already. The way I see it, man, is, hey, it's my money, man, and I'm just getting it back.
You mean to tell me banks are actually trading Forex as well?
Oh yeah, bro. I'm actually gonna go to Google right now. Go to YouTube. I'm gonna go to Google, and literally the number one. If you go to Wikipedia, if you just type in who are the major. Right, who major market participants, bro? Number one is going to be like Citibank or Bank of America.
So something that banks are doing obviously can't be a scam. But there are some scams out there, some certain groups of people that are doing, you know, some negative things in the Forex. So definitely be aware of those. So how can we actually, you know, pick those out from the entrepreneurs that you guys are?
Man, one thing that I pride myself on is being more photos than I post myself. Like me and more photos than I post myself, you know, to be honest, man, just you look at a profile, like if they're flashing money, that's not it. You know what I'm saying? If they have 600 followers, they have, what is it, 600 followers, but they're following 4,000, that's not it. If they don't post on their story, if you don't see them on their face, that's not it. Right? If you try to talk to them over, you know, get their phone number and they try to give you a WhatsApp, it's not it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm very transparent with everybody. I post my face daily, you know what I'm saying, to build that relationship, that rapport. But no, I've even had fake profiles. I've actually had over 2 fake profiles made of me. But and they've done some good jobs, man. But man, look at the date the pictures are posted. You look to see who's commenting in those posts, and you're gonna be like, yeah, this don't even feel right.
So do you invest in only, you know, the Forex exchange market, or do you have any other investments like real estate or stocks or anything?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I have crypto, man. So I got some Bitcoin. I got some Ethereum. I got some Litecoin.
Okay.
Yeah, that's taking off, man. That's the next wave. But as far as real estate, you know, I'm working on that right now. Right now, I'm still waiting for the market to crash more. You know, I don't even think the market's done crashing, to be honest. All they've been doing is just pumping more money into the markets and giving away with these stimulus checks. So it's just a matter of time before that bubble pops. So I'm expecting the market to crash. And once it does, I'm going to just scoop up some real estate and get back into Airbnb. That was actually my plan. I was supposed to have my first Airbnb in January. But see, whenever Trump bombed and missiled Iraq, you know, that had a direct effect of the U.S. oil price. And then once the oil price was affected, everything else was affected. That's why goods and you know, there's shortages everywhere. But yeah, just right now, man, just Forex, some stocks and crypto.
Hey, man, I'm going to need you to elaborate on that crypto, man. How is that going for you? What's the difference between the stock market and with the crypto? So, you know, lace us up on that.
So I'm not a crypto expert at all, man, by any means. You know, I do have a lot of friends that help me, guide me as well. But honestly, the biggest thing is, somebody asked me this question and it kind of blew me away whenever I really thought about it. How many times have we been in a recession and we've had an alternative currency to fall back on? Now crypto's the new wave. If you think about it, back in the day, people used to trade chickens for goats and rice for beans and goods for services, right? And then fast forward, it was, you know, saying they had gold and silver and stuff like that. And then, but people were getting robbed and then they gave their money to the banks, right? They gave their money to the banks and then the banks just gave them a little piece of paper saying, hey, this is how much money you have with us. And that's how paper money was created. Right now, over the course of time, people don't even carry cash. So now everybody has debit cards, credit cards, right? Even now in the U.S., there's a coin shortage. So, and if you think about it now, man, I got a Cash App card. I can literally just go to an ATM. I can literally go to the store, just tap it. I don't even have to swipe no more. And it's literally digital. So if you think about just the evolution of money, you know what I'm saying? And how things are going, you know what I'm saying, man? Everybody's accepting crypto now. Everybody's accepting crypto. You can buy crypto on Cash App. You can, man, I remember they used to use crypto to order pizza.
Man, yeah. Even Facebook is coming out with a cryptocurrency called Libra.
Libra coin. Yeah, everybody, man. Chase Bank just called it a scam because they weren't in control of it. That's what happened in 2017 when Bitcoin came and exploded onto the market. See, back in the day, before everything, it used to be used to be used on the dark web, you know what I'm saying, to buy the bad things. But it actually blew up. It started to get bigger and bigger, catch a lot more momentum. Then I don't know if you remember, man, just there was movies on Netflix about it, you know, and then it got a lot of hype, right? And then that's what everybody started hopping on the wave, and that's why we got that explosion. But then as soon as, you know, think they said, oh, it's a scam, and then it caused the value of it to shoot down. And whenever I first got started trading Forex, it was only at $3,000, $3,500. And that was late 2018. Now, man, it's I want to say over 13 now. It's over 12 to 13 now. And history repeats itself, man. It's going back to old highs.
Okay, gotcha, man. So, you know, do you track your expenses? Why is that important?
Yeah, I definitely do. I'm starting to track my expenses, man. Like, I'm going to be honest. Like I said, man, I'm from Houston, Texas, Acres Homes, and they didn't teach us about financial literacy at Eisenhower, at Ike. You know what I mean? So, you know, if anybody's on the call. And I'm going to be honest, man, just I had bad credit before I was even born, you know what I mean? You know, me and my dad. But now, man, it's, you know, one thing that I'm going to say, and that's going to be able to help with everything, is what you track grows, right? You track grows. It doesn't matter whether you're a bodybuilder trying to track the amount of macros that you're eating to get with the right amount of protein, whether you're you're a real estate agent and you're keeping track of your clients. You know, the thing is, you know, you have to keep track of everything, because if you don't know where you're at, then how are you going to know where you're going?
Man, so how important is it, you know, to cut off any negative energy around you?
Hey, That's probably one of the biggest things. Honestly, I've cut off relationships with friends, not even cut off. You know, I wish everybody the best. You know, I don't wish bad on nobody. But man, you have to protect your energy. You have to protect your energy. And you know, whether you got to lock yourself in your room and play positive music, whether you got to leave and move completely and separate yourself from that environment, man, because your environment has a direct result of your growth. Nah, definitely, man. Negative energy. Nah, I don't know negative energy here, man.
That's one of the biggest things. Your life really changes once you cut off all the negative energy and you're just able to focus on positivity. That's what it's all about, locking in. So how important is it to be disciplined in your finances? We just talked about tracking our expenses. And we really need to be disciplined, you know, saving, budgeting. How disciplined is that?
It's very important. Luckily, I had a stepmom in my life, right? I was very, very fortunate to have a stepmom in my life. And my dad was kind of the guy who was like, oh, I got $1,000, let me go spend $800. You know, but my stepmom, see, you know, I have diabetes that runs really thick through my family. You know, and there's even sometimes where like my family couldn't even afford diabetic medication, right? You know, the insulin that keeps my family alive. So it just, man, one thing my stepmom always told me, man, is like, you have to save for a rainy day. You have to be prepared for a rainy day. What are you going to do when you have to go to the hospital? What are you going to do when you get in a wreck? What are you going to do when if you get a flat tire, you can't even afford to replace that? You know, so no, man, you have to, man. You absolutely have to, man, manage your expenses well. I have three different accounts. I have a savings account where I have, you know, that money that I can really access at any given time. You know, I have an account where like I barely keep any money in there at all. I have my crypto account, right? My crypto account constantly growing. And then, yeah, you know, so I also have my business expense account, you know what I'm saying, that I use for my SLC.
And I remember you telling us you like to watch podcasts and things like that. What other ways can, you know, do you practice self-growth? How can we improve as ourselves?
Self-growth, man, that's a huge, huge thing for me, man. And the thing is, man, people got to want to grow first. You know, you can't force somebody to grow. You can't make somebody want to grow. Like, you know how people have those interventions, right? And it's like, oh, you have to change. But the person's not even willing to change or doesn't even think they need change. But personal growth, man, you know, if you improve your body, if you improve your mind, if you improve your spirit, then your bank account's going to grow. You know, me, I'm a big believer. I work out every single day. This is actually my workout time. And so, like, but I go to the gym, you know, 5 to 6 times a week. I drink water daily basis. I drink a lot of alkaline water. You know, even now, like I'm mostly pescatarian. You know, I don't even like to eat that much meat anymore just because I'm aware of what's in it. You know, I'm not going to put, you know, or anything because I know everybody has their beliefs. But, you know, I've done a little bit of research myself and I just feel better, you know, when I take care of what I put in my body. And then and you just feel good, man, hitting the gym and self-growth as far as podcasts, man. I'm just, like I said, your environment is the most important thing, right? And if you're surrounded by negativity, you know, then what are you listening to? What are you watching? I'm studying. Like, I'm good at trading Forex now, but I'm not a millionaire. I'm going to be honest. I'm not a millionaire trading Forex yet. You know, so what am I doing? I'm watching millionaires that are already trading. I'm watching 7-figure Forex traders. I'm not at the level that I want to be at. So I'm watching the people that have the results that I want. I understand that one thing that I quickly realized was that you don't know what you don't know. And the moment you think that you know everything is the moment that you stop growing. Right. And I think the reason, I don't know, I'm sure you know, man, but we all know people that peaked in high school. When I think that directly correlates with that was the last time that they learned. That was the last time that they were pushing themselves, right? That was the last time that somebody was accountable, right? So as far as personal growth, man, it starts on the inside. And if you change who you are on the inside first, and then it's going to come to the outer world.
Relative and everybody that I've interviewed, relative and greats like Kobe Bryant, has never given up. You know what I mean? Like you said, you're failing your way to the top by never giving up. When I was playing football in Little League, I wasn't the best person. But I'm one of the two people from my little league team that played college football. Never giving up. Always striving to do better, be better, keep learning. You know what I mean? You got to keep learning.
Facts, bro. I'm not going to lie. Like, I have a very, very competitive nature. Very, very competitive, man. Very. And I think it's because I've always been the smallest one. I guess just growing up in Acres Homes, man, I never shied away from a challenge, you know what I mean? But no, Dave, same thing, man. I played football. I was, you know, I was like one of a handful of Hispanics that played football for mm-hmm. and then Eisenhower. And then, you know, I played rugby in college. I played rugby in the Marine Corps. So okay. Definitely, man, I love football. Football is my favorite sport.
I got two more questions for you, boss, man. So put yourself, you know, my audience shoes. You're back in high school, college, just graduated or whatever. What are your next money moves?
Oh, man, I think about it every single day, man. Like I said, Airbnb is already next. ATM businesses, you know what I'm saying? Understand that, well, what do most people use? You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people use ATMs sometimes. You know, with ATMs, you know, you get a percentage right away of the money that they're pulling out. You know what I mean? That's you're getting money from somebody else's money, you know, vending machines, you know, hookah lounge. You know, I actually was in Atlanta last month, and I ran into Shaq. I ran into Shaquille O'Neal. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. I was just at the right place at the right time. I just so happened to be at his hookah lounge, and it was called Shahookah Lounge. I didn't even know it was his. You know what I'm saying? But the next move, man, is man, what isn't the next move? I think that's the best thing about being open-minded and meeting new people, because you never know who you're going to come across that has as good, if not, you know, or even a different idea And I drive by HEB sometimes and I go shopping and I see like these little food trucks pop up. I seen a guy pull up and pull out his tablet, nice tablet, his like a clipboard, and he got the numbers. He got the numbers from the employee that he had working there. And I just talked to him. I was like, yo, bro, you know, you're the owner? He was like, yeah, bro, I do this. I got 2-3 of these guys. You know what I'm saying? I do Hot Shot as well. I do this. And I'm just like, yeah. I'm like, man, what's up, man? Let me get your Instagram. I was like, are you looking for an investor? If I can give you more money, so that way you can open up another food truck and I'm helping you reach your dream and I'm getting a percentage from that. You know, everybody's a win-win.
It's that co-elevation, baby, both of y'all eat.
Hey, man, that's where it's at, bro. There's a reason why, you know, 5% of the world controls 95% of the money. You know, there's a reason why the top 5% is the top 1%, bro, because they invest into themselves, right? Rich people invest into each other. And I think that's one thing where we messed up as minorities, you know what I'm saying? Growing up in a predominantly black neighborhood, you know what I mean? Like, man, we naturally, like, and I remember my cousin couldn't even walk from my house to his house without getting jumped and took in his shoes. You know what I'm saying? I think it's that scarcity mindset. You see, a lot of people are in competition with each other when we should be competing each other. Man, I'm gonna be honest, bro. I'm actually, you know, I wanna create my own version of a minority secret society. You know what I'm saying? Where we just, bro, invest into and just mastermind, bro. Just mastermind like-minded individuals, bro. Just pushing and just taking over.
That's what we need, bro. That's what we need, honestly, bro. It's too much jealousy, too much hate out here when there's so much money out here that we could be getting together. Like you said, the top 5% have all the money, all the power. It should definitely be more centralized, more spread. So it's on us, you know, minority, you know, not just black people, not just Hispanics. The minorities as a whole working together, you know what I mean? So we got to do it, bro. We're starting off the right way.
Thanks, man.
We definitely got to get to it, man.
Hey, I love my brothers, man. You know, so yeah, it's all love, man. And like I said, there is no jealousy, there is no hate. And when you have that abundance mindset, that there's enough for everybody, but you stop eating, you know what I'm saying? You stop eating with your elbows on the table, guarding your food, you know?
Most definitely. There is something that caught my mind, that caught my eye, bro. Tell us about that ATM play you were telling us about. Elaborate on that.
Hey, man. Like I said, bro, just there's so many different ways to make money. You know, e-commerce, dropshipping. Like you go to a strip club, man. Like it's $10 to pull out your money. It's $10, you know what I'm saying, to pull out your money. And really with the ATM play, like I said, it's like the same thing, man. It's just getting a percentage, bro. The banks are already charging you interest. Like it's just, I'm just doing this, bro.
How do you get into it? You know, now how do we get into it?
So, man, you can actually go on Amazon, man. You can go to Craigslist and you can really just purchase ATMs. They got ATMs in order between $500 to $5,000, depending on how, you know, how nice of an ATM that you want. And basically what you have to do is go to a gas station, right? Or go to a restaurant, talk to the owner, be like, hey, can I place this here? Mm-hmm. It's probably going to help them as well, because sometimes people need cash, right? And then they'll get a cut. I'll get a cut. You know, it's just all about just same thing. Like, I have friends that are wholesalers, you know, they sit there and go knock door to door to see if people want to sell their house. It's the same thing. You got to go out there, shake people's hands, you know, smile, and then just build relationships. You know what I mean? There's ATMs is just a small, small thing, bro. That's just one thing that's coming.
Okay. I got one more question for you, boss man.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to read two quotes to you. And you tell me which one is more accurate in your opinion. So my first quote is, money can't buy happiness. And the second quote is, more money, more problems. Which one is more accurate in your opinion?
I think both of them are false. I think both of them are false. I'll be honest, bro. I don't like either one of those questions, man. And that's something that they want you to think. That's something that, oh, more money, more problems. You know, more money, more blessings. 86% of the people that donate to charities are wealthy. I don't like either one of those quotes, man. I'm going to be honest. You know, I don't think that money buys happiness. Because like I said, I know people that have money and are not happy. But that's because they're selfish. The people that I know that have money are the ones, you know, that are the happiest are the ones that give back the most. Like, money can't buy happiness, but you know what it can do? It can help me put my grandma into a new house. It can help me put my mom into a new house. It can help me put my sister in a new car. It can help me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not even that money buys happiness, bro. It's just that, man, money solves problems. You know what I'm saying? Like, money, problems, you know what I'm saying? And what's the opposite of problems? Solutions, you know what I'm saying? So if there's only solutions and everybody's good, then everybody's good. Happiness, bro, is just like I said, just comfortability, man. Just being able to have and without needing. And then more money is my problem. Like, nah, like it's more money, it's more responsibilities. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I don't see my responsibilities as problems. You get paid directly with what value you bring to the marketplace. right? So yeah, more money, more responsibilities, man. But I don't have problems. I only have obstacles and solutions.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Man, I love it. More money, more solutions, baby. Not more problems.
Sir.
Thank you, man, for joining us on FY Fly the Podcast. Man, let the audience know where to reach you. Any final words? Go ahead, man. The floor is all yours.
Yo, what's going on, man? Leaving it off with everybody, man. I want you to know that, man, you're capable of doing more. In order for me to become a Marine, I had to lose 60 pounds over 9 months, you know, and everybody laughed at me when I told them I wanted to be a Marine. Nobody believed in a 200-pound, 5'3", you know what I'm saying, person that he was going to be able to go to the Marines, but have a self-image, right? I want you to know that your self-image is one of the most important things. Like, you are going to be the ones that tell yourself, you know, what you deserve or what you don't, right? You know, if you deserve more, then you're going to go out and get more. If you don't think that you deserve more, then you're not going to go out and give more. You know, life is all about what you accept and what you reject. And understand that, you know, you're not defined by your past, right? Your past does not define you. You know, so you're simply just at because of the actions that you took 6 months ago. So where are you going to be at in 6 months from now from the actions that you take today? That personal development, study, you know, saying your environment, you are a seed. Your environment is the soil. What you listen to, the music, the podcast, the positivity, the affirmations, that's the water and the sunlight. And that's how you're going to grow. But if you're sheltered, if you're in a dark room listening to negative music, listening to negative comments, man, you think something's going to grow in that kind of environment? So understand, man, that, you know, you truly are, you can get whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? But you just have to make that decision and then don't stop till you get it. But, man, I appreciate every single one of y'all for listening, man. My name is Renee Gonzalez. I'm 27 years old, Hispanic man from Houston, Texas, Acres Homes. I used to be a construction worker. I used to read blueprints. Now I'm an investor and influencer, man. Now I read charts. And
yes, sir.
Man, hit me up on Instagram at @takeprophet at Take Profit. I just created a TikTok. You know what I'm saying? I went viral before I even had a TikTok. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a YouTube channel coming out soon. You know what I mean? Big things coming, man. I haven't even gotten started.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Haven't even reached that peak yet.
Sir.
Man, my Houston brother, Renee Gonzalez, signing out. Now we're going to go back to my other Houston brother, Remy G and me, for one of our favorite segments called Did You Know? Let's go. So we're back with one of our favorite portions of the show, the Did You Know segment. So let's get right into it. Did you know 37% traders are breaking even?
Did you know 15% of traders are profitable?
Did you know 85% of traders use MetaTrader 4 in their trading?
Did you know 66% of traders use the daily charts?
Did you know 41% of traders average 9 to 20 trades per month?
Did you know 58% of traders have either not paid for any education, books, trade tests, simulators?
If you don't know, now you know. So to wrap up things for y'all, Oryx is not a scam. If you have a cell phone, you have a way to make money. Banks and millions of other investors are getting wealthy by doing the same trading on Forex. So let's follow in their footsteps. Stay safe.
Stay invested.
Stay fly.
Thank you all for listening to FY Fly the Podcast, and we hope you enjoyed the show. Tune in next week for more financial literacy insights with our special guest. Please visit our website, social media platforms, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at FYI Fly Podcast. That's FYIFLI Podcast. See y'all next week and stay fly.
But don't y'all go anywhere just yet. Stay tuned as each week here on FY Fly, we like to give an independent artist a place to shine and gain some exposure. This week we have Two Fifths by Mr. Alvin Garrett. Let's get it.
We're screaming freedom. Should be a house with a picket fence. But why they gotta do me like this? I'm on the books, it's only 3/5. You got me working for my 2/5.
Tell me why.
Why don't you see I'm fully human? How could I fight you if I'm toothless?
No.
I don't know how you could do this.
You got me working for my 2/5.
Why don't you see I'm fully human? How about you say it from your pulpits? Tell everybody what the truth is.
I'm a human.